Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. Go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher to check it out. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates June 9th, 1941. And the title is Fighting Against the Government. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. From the hills of Wyoming to the mountains of Mexico, his strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. And in time, Hi-Yo Silver came to be the battle cry of justice on the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver! We're heading for San Marco! There's going to be trouble! I am Silver! Aye!
Three men sat at one end of the great table in the dining hall of Santiago Hacienda. A silver candelabra lighted their faces, but the rest of the room was in darkness. Three men, Don Rodrigo, gallant in spite of his years, Felipe, his son, a slim, dark blade of a boy, and Charles Brandon. A storm raged outside. The candles flickered in a sudden draft as the door of the room opened.
Morris, what do you want?
I am frightened.
This is no place for you. We have business to discuss.
Padre, let me stay. I will not talk. I will not even listen.
Sit down, my dear. You are one of us.
Gracias.
And now, Senor Brandon, if you will continue.
It won't be long before the territory is admitted to the Union as a state. When that happens, Johnson will be elected governor.
One would expect that. He's already governor of the territory.
Do you trust him?
He has been a good man.
But you don't know what he plans.
I am waiting to hear. Senor?
You and all your friends. Everyone who paid allegiance to Mexico at one time will be stripped of their property.
That is not possible.
Let him finish.
My son, you and I are citizens of the United States. Our land has been guaranteed to us by the government at Washington.
You're right, Sayo. You're Your land is safe as long as this remains a territory.
Even afterwards, it must be so. The government of a state cannot defy Congress.
They won't have to.
I have a federal grant. Do you want me to show you the paper?
No, senor, I believe you. But you don't understand exactly how it will be done.
It cannot be done.
Could you afford to pay $10,000 in taxes every year?
$10,000? That is half of what my hacienda is worth.
The tax collectors will say it's worth
$200,000. Ridiculous. I would make an appeal.
You could only appeal to the governor. That would be Johnson. You wouldn't get very far.
Where do you get your information, senor?
Padre, Senor Brandon knows what he talks about. He has been in the confidence of the governor. Many things he has told me prove that. I would not have brought him here if I had not been sure.
We are to lose our land because many years ago this was Mexican territory. Does it not matter that we are now loyal citizens of the United States?
Not to those politicians in the capital. All they're interested in is your property.
What can we do? There must be some way to stop them before it is too late.
There is, Padre. Senor Brandon has more to say.
There's only one way. Force.
I do not understand.
Seize the government yourselves. Drive out Johnson and his crew.
By force of arms?
That's right.
It would be conspiracy. We might be branded as traitors.
Not if you win.
And if we do not fight, we lose everything anyway. Padre, there are many who will follow you in the territory. Here around San Marco, everyone is your friend. We can make our start here and move on to the capital. With you to lead us, it will be to victory.
No, it is not right.
Dolores.
I cannot help it, babe. It is not right.
It is not for you to decide, Carissima. You are a woman.
And because of that, you think I am weak and afraid? I am not afraid. But this is wrong. You cannot fight against the flag that is our flag.
You have the wrong idea, senorita. Your father wouldn't be fighting against the government. He'd only be driving out a gang of crooks. As soon as he gets rid of them, he can go to Washington and tell the whole story. The president won't blame him, and there won't be any trouble.
We only have your word for that.
The government has always been fair to us.
That's what I mean.
You are the only one to lead us, Padre.
I do not know.
This is a night for resolution. The storm has made it so. Let the thunder and lightning stir your blood. Our homes and our lives are at stake.
Oh, shutter has blown open. And the wind has blown out the candles.
No, do not light him. Here in the dark, he shall hear my decision. Your hand, Philippe.
Si.
Your hand, Senor Brandon.
All right.
We will pledge ourselves to the defense of justice. We will fight for our own.
A week later, the Santiago garden was bathed in moonlight. But near the small gate in the wall, great trees cast their shadows. And outside, the Lone Ranger waited with his faithful Indian companion, Tonto.
You're sure they plan to meet here, Tonto?
Girl asked me to take message to Slim to meet her here.
But did Slim say that he would? Did you come back and tell the girl?
Her not want me to do that.
I see. She intends to be here whether Slim shows up or not.
Isn't that right?
Let's hope that he gets here before she does. He'll be leaving town with a stage tomorrow, and he's the only one who can find out what's going on.
That Brandon, bad feller.
He's been here a week.
He make plenty trouble.
So what kind of trouble? The last we heard of him, he was behind the movement to have original settlers like the Don deprived of their rights and property. Now he's hand in glove with them.
Maybe you tell Governor him come to San Marco.
It isn't enough, Tonto. Brandon never breaks the law, but we've got to find out what he's up to.
You listen. Horse come this way now.
We'll step out where we can be seen.
Maybe him think you outlaw.
We'll have to persuade him. I'm not. Here, Silver.
That's right. Him hear about Silver.
Who's there?
A friend.
The mask.
Don't go for your guns.
You know Tonto.
Oh, yeah. You're the engine Dolores sent with a message. But who's the masked man?
I call my horse Silver, Slim. And here's a bullet from my cartridge belt.
Silver? Silver bullets and an engine named Tonto.
Him Lone Ranger.
Well, I'll be darned. Just one look at that horse and I should have known. What brings you here?
Are you a friend of the Santiago's?
Well, I don't know the senor very well, but his daughter and I are pretty good friends. In fact,
you'd like to marry her.
Sure would, mister.
Do you have any idea what's going on in that house?
What's going on?
I can see you don't.
I know the senor's been mighty busy for the last few days. I wanted to speak to him about getting married, but Dolores wouldn't let me.
She hasn't confided in you at all?
No, guess not. Is something wrong?
Do you know Charles Brandon?
Is he the hombre they got staying with him?
Yes, Slim. And Brandon means trouble wherever he goes. Will you do me a favor?
Sure thing, if I can.
Find out why Brandon is there. I can't believe they know with whom they're dealing.
I'll do my best, masked man.
Here, Scout.
What is it, Tonto?
Me here, girl.
We'll be waiting for you in that grove beyond the garden wall.
Right.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Slim?
I'm here, honey. Get up.
Who were those men?
Oh, just a couple of the boys. I sent them on their way.
You shouldn't have brought any at all.
Oh, it wasn't my idea. No, I'm glad you changed your mind about not seeing me again before I left.
I have to. This may be our last goodbye.
Not if I got anything to say about it.
Well, it's just it. You haven't. Neither have I.
Well, what is it, honey? Something wrong. I can see it in your eyes.
I can't tell you.
But why not? I guess you don't understand how I feel about you. I'd do anything in the world to help you. That goes for your father and your brother, too.
You mean it?
Of course I mean it. Just give me a chance to prove it, that's all.
Even if it meant risking your life?
Life don't mean much compared to you.
Oh, no, Slim, I couldn't ask it. It isn't your fight.
Well, if it's yours, it's mine.
We could be together. Father would let us get married then.
Well, then what are we waiting for? What do you want me to do?
I will have to ask Slim before I say anything.
Slim?
You wait here. I will not be long. Perhaps they will talk to you tonight.
This Brandon?
He and my father. We're here.
Get up, boy. Fight. What kind of a fight? I gotta tell a masked man, that's all. Looks like them up ahead, just at the edge of those trees. Come on, boy. Steady.
You haven't been long.
No. I can't figure this out, but I don't want to do anything that might hurt Dolores or the senor.
We're only trying to help them, Slim. What did you find out?
Well, nothing yet. But she's going to try and fix it up for me to talk with Brandon. Some kind of a fight coming off.
Now, what do you make of that, Tonto?
Tonto not know.
There aren't any hostile Indians around here. It isn't cattle country, so they can't be after rustlers.
Oh. I can't figure it out at all.
But you're going inside?
Oh, sure. She can fix it.
We'll wait for you, Slim. As close to the house as possible. I have an idea you may need us before the night's over.
You're here, Father.
So I see.
Buenas noches, senor.
You're Slim Harrigan.
That's right.
When did you meet this man, Dolores?
I will question him, Felipe. Yes, but that is something I would like to know as well. When was it?
2 months ago, on the way back from Santa Fe. Where is Senor Brandon?
He preferred not to be present at this interview.
How much have you told this man of our plans?
I have said nothing.
How many times have you seen him during the past week?
3 times. Why do you look at me so? There's nothing wrong with that. We met at the home of the Martins. And it may interest you to know, Philippe, that both Senor and Senora Martin have the highest regard for Slim.
Perhaps he's a friend of the governor as well.
Well, I do know him a little. Papa and he were pretty good friends in the early days of the territory.
Padre, you hear that?
Yes, I heard.
The mistake of his father is not his mistake. You cannot blame him for that.
Hey, what have I said that's wrong?
Enough, mi amigo. You may depend on it.
But I don't savvy. This fight Dolores was talking about can't have anything to do
so,
with
it. You have told him everything.
Well, I have not. There is nothing in a word to give away our purpose.
The man is dangerous, Padre. He is sent here as a spy, perhaps.
He must stay here.
That's all right with me, but I don't like that word your son just used.
I have you covered. Get his gun, Felipe.
No!
If you please.
Let him go in peace. He cannot hurt us.
A few words that have been spoken in this room are too many. What he does not know, he might guess. The governor should learn that our revolt is about...
Revolt?
No. No, he did not mean
against
that.
The governor? But why? If you'd only know it, he's the best friend you've got.
We have learned the sort of friend he is. As soon as the territory becomes a state, our lands will be taken from us.
Why, you're loco, mister.
Padre.
What is it?
The window. The one that's open. I saw a face. A man with a mask.
There is no one there.
He was there. I saw him. I shall take the rifle from the wall and go out.
Don't reach for it, Philly.
Sure nice to see you, masked man.
You, senor. Just put your gun on the desk.
In case you don't know it, this is the Lone Ranger.
What? The Lone Ranger?
The engine's his pal Tonto. If he's got anything to say to you, I advise you to listen.
It won't take long. What you've heard about the governor isn't true.
It's just the opposite.
You have us at your mercy, masked man. But I am not one who is fooled easily. I've seen documents and papers that prove his greed.
They must have been forged.
They were not forged.
Did Charles Brandon show them to you?
He must have it.
Too late, Injun. I got a gun on both of you.
Brandon.
Reach high.
No torque over, Slim.
Quick, Philippe. Get the masked man's guns.
Si, senor.
Throw them over there on the desk. Then get some rope. We'll tie him up.
Si.
And afterwards, I'm going to take that mask
off. That he will not do. He is the Lone Ranger.
I know it.
He has always fought for justice. Even though he does not find justice in our cause, I must respect him.
But Santiago...
You will call me Don Rodrigo. And please remember that I am in command here. The Lone Ranger has his own reasons for wearing that mask. Whatever they are good enough for me.
Thank you, senor.
But do not imagine that my respect can allow me to show mercy. This is war. You are a prisoner of war. And if you try to escape, you shall die.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story. Bound hand and foot, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Slim were locked in a vault-like room in the cellar of the hacienda. For hours they worked at their bonds, but without success. Philippe had made allowances for even the Lone Ranger's great strength. Then, toward morning, a dark figure crept down the stairs to the cellar. A key turned in the lock of the prison room door. The door swung slowly open.
Who's there?
Hold the candle closer to my face so you can see.
Brandon.
I'm going to cut your ropes and get you out of here.
What's that?
Just a second while I put the candle down.
Did I understand you correctly? You're setting us free?
That's right. There, your hands are free. Here's the knife. You can cut the ropes in your feet and then take care of the others.
Well, you keep us covered with a gun.
Sure, I'll take no chances. Go ahead, Mask Man.
I am.
What's happened anyway? I thought you were working with the senor.
I work for myself.
Well, what's it get you to set us free?
You'll find that out soon enough.
Mask Man.
What, Slim?
I don't trust this hombre.
Neither do I. There. Now, Tonto.
Maybe you hadn't better.
I'm cutting the rope because you'll have a hard time tying us up again alone.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Then stand up, all of you.
Wait a minute, Slim.
Get up on your feet and march out that door.
This doesn't sound like a rescue, Brandon.
We haven't got much time.
You haven't, you mean. I don't think we'd better leave this room.
Huh?
We're the Don's prisoners. You wouldn't dare shoot us unless we try to escape. That's what you're trying to arrange now, isn't it?
Sure it is. He'll march us upstairs and outside, and then he'll shoot us in the back.
We're staying here.
I don't have to wait to get you outside.
You'd have a hard time explaining to the Don.
I'll tell him I came down here to see that you hadn't gotten loose from your ropes. When I opened the door, I found you had. You rushed me, and I had to shoot. I don't mind making it face-to-face instead of in the back.
How did we get a knife to cut our ropes? Philippe knows there wasn't one in this room when he left.
He made a mistake about that. That's all. There's not going to be any more argument. I'm letting you...
Dolores!
His gun, Tonto.
Tonto got it. Oh, good work, Dolores. You knocked him off balance at just the right time. He's ready to kill us all.
What are you going to do now?
We're getting out of here and you're coming with us.
I don't want to desert my father and my brother. And Maskman, I have saved your life.
We're grateful.
If I don't try to stop you from escaping... Will you promise not to call out the troops against us?
I'm going to do everything in my power to keep the troops from being called out. But I want you to come with us.
My place is here.
No, it isn't. If you want to help your father, you'll do as I say.
What do you mean?
I can't explain now. Not with Brandon here.
Are we taking him, too?
We'll leave him in this room, bound and gagged. Tonto.
Here, gun.
But wouldn't it be safer?
A long ride to the state capital. He'd be more trouble than he's worth.
But you promised. If we're riding to the capital, let
me... No questions now. Give Tonto a hand, Slim.
Right.
And you use Pottery's shirt for gang.
Yeah. You go ahead, Dolores. Get a horse saddled and meet us in the grove beyond the garden.
It won't take me a minute.
There, we're finished. I can give you a hand with a saddle.
Tonto.
Him not get loose till somebody come down here.
And by that time, we'll have a couple of hours head start on them. They'll never catch us. Come on.
Now the gag is off. You can tell us.
What time is it?
7 o'clock. How did this happen?
Your daughter set them free. I tried to stop them, but they got me.
You're hurt.
No.
Where is Dolores now?
She went with them. They're heading for the state capital to warn the governor.
The fools.
Fools?
Never mind. We have to move fast. How soon can you get your men rounded up?
In less than 1 hour.
How many?
We will have 500.
Go to it. I got some business to attend to, but I'll be back here at 8. Then we'll start out.
For the capital?
Of course not. When the governor's warned, he'll send for troops from Fort Smith. They'll come by railroad.
See,
we're blowing up the Stony River Bridge. You'll need blasting powder, plenty of it.
There'll be no trouble about that.
And with the bridge blown up, we won't have to worry about the soldiers. We can ride into the capital and capture the governor. Before the day's over, we'll have won. Riding to the capital. Forgetting there's such a thing as the telegraph.
Come on in, the door's open.
You're open early.
This ain't early for me.
Want to send a telegram to the capital, the governor.
Yeah?
Like this. Santiago planning revolt.
Revolt?
Never mind the questions, get busy at that key.
Well, you gotta write your message out, mister, and sign it. That's the rules. There's paper and pencil right here.
I'll give it to you as I write. Start sending.
Oh, sure thing.
It's to Governor Johnson. Better make it to the Palace Hotel. He won't be at his office yet.
Uh-huh. I gotta get a rise out of him first. Hey, keep writing.
You keep a record of all messages, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Good.
All right, let's have it.
Santiago leading revolt in San Marco. Have joined him to get information. Attack on Stony River Bridge planned for today at noon. Call out troops.
Well, what do you know about that? What are they going to do? Blow the bridge up?
Your job is to send a message.
Has the old Don gone loco?
And not ask questions.
Well, you got to put up with one more, mister. What shall I sign this?
Brandon. Charles Brandon. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here's your money. How long before he gets it?
Well, as soon as I can rush it over to him. Seems to me they'll act pronto.
Well, he'll have plenty of time.
All right, masked man. You can come out now.
Watch Brandon, Slim. As soon as he's out of sight, go after Tonto and the horses.
I will.
Traitor, to lead my father on this way to betray him.
I don't mind telling you, I was scared, mister.
Scared? You knew that we were in the other room?
Well, that's just it. Look what was lying here on my desk. This silver bullet you'll give me.
He didn't see it?
No, I covered it up plenty fast.
Good. We're ready to send our message now. But first, I'm taking this message that Brandon wrote, Al. I'll need his signature to convince the Don.
I didn't hear a word you said, Masked Man. But I'm waiting any time you want to go.
Then listen.
It's the rules that you're
writing. Write it down as I give it to him, Dolores.
See. Si.
Governor Johnston, Palace Hotel.
Amigos, all of you understand, we do not fight against the United States. It is only against the few men who plan to use their power against us. We will destroy that power before the day is over.
It's time that we start, but Senor Brandon is not here.
We will not wait longer. Are you ready, men? Then follow me to the bridge.
I cannot believe my eyes. It cannot be, but yet it is the governor.
Bring up, amigos. You will wait here. That is my daughter before the breach. I must talk with her before we continue with our work. Come, Felipe.
Three against 500.
This is courage, my son, or else...
Or else there are soldiers hiding behind the bank.
I cannot believe that Dolores would lead us into a trap.
The masked man does not go for his guns.
Howdy, John!
The governor salutes you.
Oh, it is hard to understand. How could they have ridden to the capital so fast? To the capital and then back here.
Padre.
Greetings, Don Rodrigo. You've got quite a party with you.
And you, senor. Where are your men?
Oh, I rode out from town by myself.
You know what we plan to do?
Well, I did get a telegram this morning.
Telegraph? That was it, Padre.
But I was so busy getting in touch with Washington that I didn't pay much attention to it. I had to appoint a new lieutenant governor right quick so Congress would confirm the appointment before they adjourn for the summer.
I am not interested in your government.
Padre, it is you we have appointed.
Me?
That's right. I couldn't think of a better man for the job. You're one of the real pioneers in this territory, Don. You helped build it up from nothing at all. What's more, you're loyal and honest.
There was a time when I thought the same of you, Governor. But I made a great mistake. And I will not accept this bribe to desert my friends.
You're right, Don. You have made a great mistake. You should never have believed a man like Charles Brandon.
I believe papers, documents.
All of them forged. But here's a paper that's genuine.
What sort of paper is this?
Just read it.
San Diego. The whole Charles Brandon.
It is his signature.
See? And I heard him send that message.
He wanted to make you an outlaw. He wanted your lands run open to homesteading.
By Charles Brandon himself. It is he who would have taken our property.
Where is this man? This man who has made me betray my oath of allegiance, who has tricked me into revolting against the people.
Wait a minute, Don. You haven't gone as far as that yet. There's nothing wrong with you and your friends riding up from San Marco. It's a free country.
You mean you will not?
And shucks, a new lieutenant governor ought to enter the capital in style. I think all your friends ought to stay over for the celebration tonight.
Amigo, I acknowledge my mistake and I accept the post you offer me. But there will be no celebration until I have met and dealt with Senor Brandon.
Toto.
You're forgetting that the masked man had a hand in this, Don. And it's just against his nature to let an hombre like Brandon run around loose. Oh, here he comes now, up the bank.
You have captured him.
Not me.
Here's your prisoner, Governor.
Well, I'll take charge of him. And I guess the Don will give us an escort into town. When we get there, Mr. Brandon, you're heading straight for jail. And you're going to stay there for about 20 years.
Padre?
Si, carissima.
You forgive me?
I do. And I give this new son of mine my blessing.
Oh, Slim.
Honey, now there is only one thing left. To thank the masked man. If I had only thought...
It's too late for that. Look at them.
They have gone.
Yep. Toto and the Lone Ranger. Just look at them ride.
Thank you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.